This is Northfield Outdoors, brought to you by Professional Pride Realty. From hunting to hiking, camping to cooking, mushroom hunting to motorcycling, and so much more, your hosts, Dave Vesladol and Andy Beham, will enlighten, entertain, and inform you with a lively mix of guests and discussion on all things outdoors. And now your hosts, Dave and Andy.
Well, welcome everyone to another edition of Northfield Outdoors on KYMN 95.1 The One and 1080 AM. Northfield Outdoors is proud to be sponsored by Professional Pride Realty. I'm Dave Vesladol, your host, along with the ever-vescent, good-looking, and handsome co-host Andy Beham.
It's getting longer and longer, your flattery, Dave.
Well, you haven't been doing so good.
I haven't gotten uncomfortable yet, but we'll see how long it takes.
Well, prom season is coming up soon.
So how you been? It's been a couple of weeks since we did this last and got together and ate some crickets and grasshoppers on the radio. So,
you know, I still think that will be a show that I will remember.
Yeah.
You know, they were actually pretty good. Remember, right, the dragonfly tasted a little like bacon?
Yeah.
And the grasshoppers, I could see having those in some tacos. I still like the idea of a grasshopper pineapple pizza. I think we get some big ones. We should do that.
I'll remember to avoid dinner at your house come September.
But no, I've certainly been getting out, getting a little few miles on the bike. Just recently got back from Door County.
So, all right.
We had a good time.
Nice.
And how about you?
The last show, we talked about me actually doing some fun stuff, and I'm back to yard work again. I got my 1 week where I got to do fun stuff, and now my outdoors involves lawns and flower beds and gardens. And
well, that's an outdoors project.
We'll just have to talk to other people about what they do outdoors. Yeah. That's our job here. I'm pretty boring.
Well, being we have an outdoor show, and we are pro-motorcycle, we've done motorcycle shows, and we are pro-dog.
We both have dogs.
Yes, we better be pro-dog.
I also have a cat.
Well, I don't know if I'm pro-cat, but I'm pro-dog. We are going to talk motorcycles and dogs. So how do we
ride motorcycles, Dave?
Well, I've actually seen quite a few in sidecars.
I have too. That's true.
Now, let's get a little serious here. We have TJ Hangersee. I wasn't going to mess up his name. But
Dave, you've never not messed up a name. TJ Hangersee.
Yes.
There we go.
Who is the chairman of Paws, Claws, and the Outlaw Rally for the Prairie Edge Humane Society. So we're going to be talking to TJ. Welcome, TJ.
Good afternoon.
And we have Kathy Jasnok, who is the director of the Prairie Edge Humane Society. So welcome, Kathy.
Thank you.
We'll let you talk about dogs, and TJ, we'll let you talk about motorcycles.
Sounds good.
If we can go from there. So let's start out. What are we talking about here when we talk about Paws, Claws, and the Outlaw Rally? What is this event?
Well, Dave, Andy, I was involved with a few motorcycle rides in the past few years. One in particular was one here held in Northfield. It kind of went away for a few years, and Kathy proposed something to me one day, and she asked if I would come up with a fundraising idea, and I decided to, I enjoy motorcycling, I enjoy all the outdoors, so I decided to throw this idea of bringing back a motorcycle ride. But we decided to elaborate with it and allow classic cars, well, I guess we'll allow any car to ride with us. So that's why it's called a rally. So we decided to call it Paws, Claws, and Outlaws because of the familiarity with Jesse James and Northfield. Paws for dogs, claws for cats, so it all runs together, and it's all to help support Prairie's Edge Humane Society, which some people don't know is right in Northfield here, so I will let Kathy talk about that.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about the Prairie Edge Humane
Frequently
Society.
Frequently asked questions.
Yeah.
Yes. We were.
What are you? Who are you?
We were formerly the Rice County Humane Society. We changed our name in 2010. We moved to Northfield 4 years ago. We're located on Professional Drive right behind McDonald's. We take in cats and dogs for the most part, and we adopt them out and find them new homes. The building where we're in right now, we have cats on site that people can visit, and our dogs all live in foster homes, which turned out to be the best part of our move because dogs are a little bit harder to get a handle on when they're living in a shelter. They're way more stressed out by the environment. So we have some great foster families, and they figure out the dog's personality and what kind of a family they're looking for, so we get good matches there.
Now, you're a nonprofit organization,
yes.
Is that correct?
Yep.
So thus the need to have ways to raise funds.
You fundraisers. I'm a professional beggar. That's my title. I'm shameless. I'll ask anybody for anything.
And at any given time, how many dogs and cats are you guys housing and fostering?
Dave and I were talking about that. We have about 14 dogs right now. If you look on our website to see who's available, they won't all be available yet because they have to go through a process and get evaluated and figured out before we can promote them. And we probably have on site and in different locations about 70 cats right now.
70?
Lots of kittens. Half of those are probably kittens. Half of those kittens aren't even close to being ready to be adopted because they have to weigh 2 pounds before they can be spayed or neutered, and that's generally at least 2 months old.
Are you able to take any cat and dog in at any time, or do people have to
generally have to wait a little bit, especially with dogs, because we do have a form that they have to fill out, and we need to know something about the dog so that we can match it up with the right foster home. And the cats, they usually have to wait a little bit just till we have space.
Well, let's go back to motorcycles. So that's why we got TJ here.
Motorcycles are always fun.
Yes. Well, first off, let's find out what, I assume you ride a motorcycle, ride a bike.
I've rode a motorcycle probably since high school days. I started out even on a Rupp mini bike, so there's go back in time.
Wouldn't you love to have that?
I even had an Artie Cat mini bike. I still wish I had both of them, but no, I've graduated to the big bikes. I lovingly love the sport. I've brought my wife into it. She has a motorcycle, and it's a sport that's fun. I can just unwind when I'm on my motorcycle, but it's also given me an awareness about safety. That's why I was a little apprehensive about bringing back a motorcycle ride. I've rode normal, lots of them over the years. I've seen the goods, the bads, and all those things about them. But I feel this one will be safe because years ago when I helped on a couple other ones, we provided training and certain people that would stop doing road closures at that. So I've brought that in and tried to make it as safe as I possibly can. And we're going to emphasize that we're not going fast. It's strictly a scenic route. We want you to have fun and do that. But the motorcycle rides are kind of fun. They're strictly, we're stopping at different venues. We're stopping at 4 different spots today this year. We're starting in Dundas, Minnesota at Dawn's Corner Bar in the morning. Registration will happen there. We'll have everybody register, sign a waiver.
What time should people get there?
We're going to start about 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock, the ride's going to start at 10. We want everybody to get in, register. We're just getting ramped up to start the online registration so you can get pre-registered, which would be helpful to kind of give us a head count. For our second stop.
Well, we haven't mentioned the date of the ride yet either.
Oh, we were getting way ahead of ourselves. It is August 11th. It is August 11th, and I've kind of gotten scolded for August 11th because if anybody has a motorcycle, that's the weekend of Sturgis. Well, yeah, not everybody goes to Sturgis, but there's 26 weekends in the summer, and you got to pick one. You just had to pick one, and it just kind of happened to work out August 11th. Could change again. I will not. This is the inaugural Paws, Cause, and Outlaws, but we are not going to quit the first year out, I guarantee you.
You're meeting in Dundas, starting out there.
We are starting in Dundas. We're going to start in Dundas because Dawn's Corner Bar is going to serve maybe a little breakfast, this and that. Dundas kind of opened up their arms and said, didn't make a lot of things that made us had to not want to go there. The streets are provide us a little adequate parking without having to get them in parking lots. We're going to go through Dundas, on through Millersburg, through Shieldsville, and we're going to stop in Warsaw at the Channel Inn. This is our first stop. We'll be brief, let people off, let them exercise. There'll be games and funs there. We're going to maybe have dogs and cats that they can come and see what Prairie's Edge Humane Society is all about. That's going to be the one stop, and then we're on back on the bikes. We're going to go on Highway 21, do 13, to ride into New Prague. We're going to go to the Fishtail Grill, have a little lunch there.
Well, if I don't have a motorcycle, I don't have a classic car.
Jump in your car and come on with us. We're just going to charge you $25.
What if I just want to come down and take a look at the send-off?
Go right ahead. The more the merrier. It's not so emphasis of the ride, Dave and Andy. It's more of emphasis on bringing an awareness to Prairie's Edge Humane Society. People don't know that. These dogs and cats, I've learned 30 years being a fireman, even watching people, how attached they get to their pets, when their house happens to be unfortunately on fire. Those are the things that open your eye, and it's fun to see the dogs. My daughter, for example, is a foster parent of a dog. It's fun to watch her get different ones and watch them kind of come out of their shells and You know, they're like kids. They're like our kids. They're like our, you know, our own family. I mean, we have cats and dogs at our house, but they're just fun. You know, it's fun to see, bring the awareness and anything I can do to help, things like that. I mean, they can't tell us what's wrong with them. They can't ask us to give us money, but we can do what we can to help them make their life a little easier.
Kathy, that day of the rally, yep, down there, if a person isn't going on the rally or anything, would they still have an opportunity to donate?
Absolutely. I'm setting up even a credit card machine so I can take your plastic, your cash, your pesos, whatever you want to give me. But, yeah, we can take donations, and we're going to have our foster coordinator lives just a little bit outside of Dundas, and they're going to walk down there in the morning with all the foster dogs they have at their house and whatever other foster dogs we can gather up so you can,
Kathy,
meet them.
Talk a little bit more about this idea of being a foster home for a dog. Why is it, if someone has to, for whatever reason, give up their dog, why don't you just put them in a cage in a building?
Because they do so much better in a home.
Yeah.
Like I was saying earlier, because I've been around for about 13 years with this organization. And, yeah, we had a lot more dogs in the building in Faribault, but they were living in a kennel. We'd leave there at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock. They wouldn't see another person until 8 o'clock the next morning, and that's really hard for a dog. So we have had better adoptions having them in foster, very few returns. Our fosters are fabulous. If anybody wants to foster, we can sign you up for that so fast. And like I tell people, we provide the dog, we provide the food, we provide all the medical care, and all you do is love them up and spend some time with them. If you get a foster dog in your home and it just doesn't work out, doesn't get along with your dog, not happy, you're not happy, you don't have to keep them. We'll find him another home. So if anybody is ever interested in fostering a dog, please let us know, because it's rewarding.
Now, how often do people foster a dog and decide that they just can't give it up and keep it on their own?
More often than you would think. We call those foster failures. My sister has a t-shirt, and every time she fails, I get a picture of her, and then I'm going to pass that t-shirt on to other foster failures. TJ's daughter is one of our foster failures.
Yeah, my daughter's living proof. She has two cats and one dog because of being fosters. She just wouldn't give them up, but they're just like her kids. She'll do anything for them, but yeah, she's always willing to take on more.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. My wife and I, we got our first dog from a foster care out of the Twin Cities, and you know, we had a great experience with it, and they had a hard time giving it up. And I know the other thing was, if it didn't work out for us, we had to sign papers that we would give it back to them.
Yeah, that's what we do too.
Okay.
The other beautiful thing that I've seen happen is when people foster a dog and then it gets adopted, they will often tell the adopters that if they are going out of town and they need somebody to watch the dog, they'd love to have them back for a week or something. So that keeps dog even more used to people that it knows. So.
And it makes it a lot easier to make that decision to have a dog, because I know my dog does not do well with staying in a kennel.
Mm-hmm.
When we've gone to pick him up, he's had no voice left from barking for a week straight, and the next time he didn't want to go in, so we decided that we just need to find someone to stay at our house, and it's not as easy as it sounds.
No, no. And the rescued dogs and the cats, we can't forget the cats.
Yeah.
I really believe that they know that they are lucky, and I know the ones that live at my house are pretty darn grateful.
Kathy, before we go into a break here, talk a little bit about when someone is going to foster a dog or adopt a dog or adopt a cat, what do you guys do to get those animals ready? I assume they're just not brought in and you just hand them out. There's a process that you go through.
They come in. We try and schedule them to come in. We have a veterinarian that's there usually 2 days a week. And if we can schedule them as close to coming when she's there, when their owner surrenders, sometimes they've been to the doctor and they have their medical records, and sometimes they don't. So before they get adopted, they're all spayed or neutered, of course. That's number one thing. They are vaccinated for distemper, rabies. Dogs get we do leptospirosis and dog flu now. Dogs are blood tested for heartworm disease. Cats are tested for feline leukemia, FIV, and heartworm disease. And then, so we want to send out into the community the healthiest animals that we can. And also when you adopt one, you get all those medical records and you get a free wellness check at one of the local clinics, or even a clinic if they're in another town. Most vets will do it. So they get them in as a customer. They get them in the system. My biggest thing about awareness now has kind of shifted from the importance of spay and neuter, which is still important, to if you're going to get a pet, it has to go to the doctor. It has to stay updated on its vaccinations. You got to keep it healthy, and that is an expense, and you have to be ready for that. But we help you out by giving them to you good to go.
Well, when we come back, we need to talk about all these things that you guys do for not only the pets, but for the future families of the pets. It can't be cheap, so
no.
Let's take a break, and we'll come back and talk about how in the world you pay for some of this.
Well, let's go ahead, Andy. Let's hear from our sponsor. Okay.
Professional Pride Realty is a proud sponsor of Northfield Outdoors on 95 The One. Let the staff and realtors at Professional Pride help you make coming indoors from the outdoors a welcoming experience in the home that's right for you. The realtors at Professional Pride are local and know the Northfield market, whether it's buying your first home, upgrading from your current home, or purchasing your own slice of the outdoors. Let Professional Pride help you every step of the way. To learn more, check them out on Facebook or at ProfessionalPrideRealty.com. Keep enjoying the outdoors and let Professional Pride worry about your indoors.
Welcome back. We're talking with Kathy Jasnak, who is the director of the Prairie Edge Humane Society, and the ever handsome and very tan. I don't know if you're actually working anymore there, TJ, or...
I'm in between. I'm on hiatus, we'll call it.
Well, we're talking
sabbatical.
Yeah. DJ Heinrich C., who is the chairman of the fundraiser that's coming up called Paws, Claws, and the Outlaw Rally, which is combining motorcycles with the Prairie Edge Humane Society, which in my book is two great things.
That is true.
Thank you.
Okay, DJ, back to the rally here. You're starting in Dundas?
Starting in Dundas, we're going to end in Dundas. We got three stops. We're going to start in Wausau, like I said, New Prague.
So the first stop, how long a leg is that?
I'm going to be honest, Dave, I just drove it last night and I got lost and I didn't keep track of the mileage. It's got to be about 20, 25 miles.
That sounds
good. And then we're on to a little longer leg from Wausau to New Prague is a little bit longer. That's about, I think, it was a little over about 32, 34 miles, which is a good, a good fun to get out and ride for a little bit and get you kind of stretched out a little bit.
Are you going to have a lunch stop?
They're having lunch. That's the Fishtail Grill. We're going to come in the back way in New Prague.
Oh, New Prague.
New Prague. So we're coming in the back way off of 13 into New Prague, and then we're going to leave the back way out of New Prague again. We're going to ride up to anybody been to the Firehouse Bar in New Market. We're going to pull in there and have a little break there, and then we're going to jump back on them again briefly for a half hour, and then the last leg is back from New Market back to Dundas, kind of cross country. I've rode it numerous times. It's a lot of fun little curves. Some new roads have just got put in. County Road 2 has just been repaved, so there's all kinds of signs being pulled. It used to say rough road. Now it's as smooth as glass right now. It was kind of fun riding it last night, but...
The overall mileage?
About 150, 160 miles.
Okay, so...
Which is, it's a good day's ride. We're going to be back into Dundas probably about 3-ish to 4 o'clock-ish.
So those people riding bikes that might be kind of stretching the limit, they should keep in mind to maybe take a gas stop.
Yep, and that's where we're going to suggest that when we hit... that's kind of why we picked the Fishtail Grill. It was right there is because there's two gas stations right close by there. So, yeah, you're exactly right, Dave. Some bikes run a little different. I know I can make it on the whole tank, but some of these bigger performance bikes won't, and you're exactly right. Good point to make out.
All right. Well, so far, how many people do we have signed up for the ride?
I have verbally probably about two dozen of them. I have good friends that ride motorcycles that are on. Right now, it's getting the awareness out. It was a yearly event here in past in Northfield, and that's why I'm a little apprehensive on how many people I will have the first year, but I won't give up, and that's why I'm kind of throwing the cars in to see if I can get a little more appeal. So I said, one person drives the car. I don't care if it's a country squire wagon and you got 16 people in the back. I don't care. It's only still $25.
Yeah.
I still got you to participate and open your eyes to Prairie's Edge Humane Society.
And hopefully you can grow every year.
That's what I were hoping
for. That's the plan.
Raise some funds for, as we were talking before, it's not cheap taking care of these animals. So outside of this, what other fundraisers do we have to help raise funds?
We do chronologically, we start in January. We do a membership mailing. Yeah. It's the old-fashioned direct mail, and it still works. I have high school students working for me, and they can't believe we actually sit there and stuff all those envelopes, and I take them actually to the post office, which none of them even know where it is anymore.
Isn't that funny?
I know. It makes me feel so young.
Yeah.
So we do that, and then in the spring, in April, usually, and it's April 13th, I think, next year, is our big dinner that we have out at the Northfield Ballroom, silent auction. We have a speaker, have a nice meal. I was thinking about this the other day, events. In the years I've been involved here, we've only had to postpone two events due to weather. One year, we were going to have a walk for the animals at Seckler Park, and it flooded, so we had to bump it to the next week. And this year, we had to move our dinner a week ahead because of April 14th, we had that blizzard.
Yeah. Yes. That affected a lot of people.
I think there was two events that night that both had to get canceled.
Yeah. I was fighting it. We had everything all set up that morning. And Dave's sister, Sandy, actually said, "Now you really need to look out the window, Kathy." So I'm like, oh, geez, yes. So we have that. That's the biggest fundraiser. And then in the summer, we're starting some new stuff. We have the ride, which is going to be great. We started another idea of TJ's. We're going to print a 2019 full-color wall calendar.
Oh, wait a second, Becca. TJ had another idea?
Yes, he did.
Okay, get the calendar out. We got to write.
His are all good.
He's going to be selling wall calendars to make money. You can write it on that one.
The only thing is, he's not going to be on the calendar.
Oh.
He didn't get his picture entered in the photo contest.
Boy, do I have all kinds of cartoon bubbles with TJ posing.
Yeah, nope. It's going to be cats and dogs that people have submitted for a contest. So that's another thing that's new this year that we want to make an ongoing thing, because I think that's going to be great, because everybody needs a calendar, and everybody needs a calendar with their pet on it. I know they do. So we have the ride. We have that in the fall.
Is this a contest to be able to get your pet on the calendar?
There was, yes. Yep.
It's too late for Oli. They've already decided.
Oh, it's too late for...
they had to enter their pets in the month of June, uh-huh. And then the voting goes from July 1st to July 15th. So, but we've had a good response, and we'll be doing that in the fall. A big thing for us is, I did a summer mailing too. Sent out a please help these animals letter, and that's been going pretty good. Another direct mail or bulk mail process. So we did that. We have the ride. We have the calendar. We have Give to the Max Day, and like it's November 17th, I believe. It's like the third Thursday in November. That's huge for us. So the two biggest ones are Give to the Max Day and the dinner, but the ride's going to just...
And hopefully the ride's just going to grow and grow and take over.
Exactly.
Next year when you ask, she's going to say the ride's the biggest event.
Yes.
Okay.
That's our goal. Well,
yes.
I'm writing that down.
I don't think she'll be disappointed by that.
No. So that's a plan. And we've stopped doing some fundraisers because, you know, they've just kind of outlived their... Sure. People want something new, so...
Yep.
Well, you're listening to KYMN 95.1, The One, and 1080 AM. You're listening to Northfield Outdoors. We have Kathy Jasnuck and the ever-effervescent TJ Hangersey on here. All kidding aside,
his affections have finally moved off of me, and I'm someone else. Well,
congratulations.
I'll take one for the team.
Thanks,
Andy.
I appreciate that.
Hey, TJ, you were involved with the Outlaw Run.
Yes.
With the fundraiser for the Northfield Historical Society, much like Jeff Johnson and Terry Knight and Pat May, myself and my wife Jody, and a number of others, you know, Troy Dunn and stuff. To put an event on like this and to bring this back, it takes a lot of volunteers, doesn't it?
It takes
a lot of work. Take us through, how did you convince people to help out? Where did you get the volunteers?
Well, I will deny I said this, but I've had a lot of phone calls with Mr. Scriven, Hayes, because he was kind of the instigator of the Outlaw Run.
I was purposely leaving Hayes out to see.
And granted, Hayes didn't ride, but he knew an event. He talked to me, you, Jeff, Terry, all of us that rode, and kind of talked us into it. Talked us into it. And once again,
arm twisted,
and it turned out to be a great event. Unfortunately, there was, like I said, there's always some once in a while somebody a bad apple that makes the whole thing go awry. So yeah. That's why there was a lot of apprehension for me to do this, and that's why I've kind of backed it up and said, you know, whoever's leading it, we are going to make sure we slow it down. We're not going to put up with, you know, craziness and things like that. And I don't want that to happen. I want it, and that's where I'm even twisting the cars and the or the rally part of it. I want it to be a family thing. We always know motorcycles are motorcycles. It's always the husband, the wives, the kid. You know, somebody that's an adult legal age that can ride a motorcycle. But that's why I kind of think this can maybe evolve into and morph into a more of a family event. You know, kids can come out a little bit. I hope that comes out. You know, mom and dad can bring the kids out and ride in their car. We have pondered the idea of maybe having a van ride along and, like you brought up, you just want to come out and ride. Sure. You just want to come out and say, hey, I don't have nothing to do this afternoon. Tag along. I don't care. We're just going to charge you a little nominal fee to sit in the back of a van. So what? You still have fun. But it's just to get the word out there and, you know, come to Dundas, see us. You know, yeah, give us a donation. That'll be great. If you want to tag along and ride with us, that's great. It's just fun just to get out and ride. But it does take, you're exactly right, Dave. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of planning. I mean, we started this back March, maybe?
February.
Kathy? February, March, somewhere there. So, I mean, we kind of started it. Yeah, there's still a lot of things go through my mind.
There will be right up.
And the work's not done.
Right up to the end. That's why I've rode the route about 2-3 times to get it through my head how it's going to go. I have the lead people. I have the auction stuff ready. And now it's just the culmination of all the things and bring it all together.
If it weather affects it, are there
like we've always said, it's rain or shine. You know, it's one of them things. Yep. I'm involved with another big celebration. We always just hope it just don't rain that weekend. So just cross our fingers it doesn't rain. If it does, we'll cross that bridge the morning we get to it.
And how has Dundas been to work with on this?
Dundas has been excellent. I'm not, you're kind of, it's just been easy. It's just been easy. They've opened the doors. We talked about, I remember one time having the Outlaw Run start in Dundas. Right. We changed our minds. I just wanted to go back through. The venue works. The parking works nice.
Yeah, they got that nice parking.
Because the city of Dundas was great to work with. They said, they just opened their arms up and said, what do you need? You know, and even Troy Dunn, who I ride with on his motorcycle posse, he's been excellent to work for. He made the connections with all the different sheriff's departments because we're crossing into 3 different counties, and they've all been excellent. I mean, I know my key spots where I want traffic control, like 21 and 13. It's a major intersection. Their Le Sueur County is going to provide traffic control. Those are the things that in my mind, I want to do because I want to make it as relaxing and as safe for the people that are participating.
Isn't Troy? Really
Troy's at
great to work with.
I've got a lot of.
He gets these motorcycle rallies.
Yep, he does. And I got to tomorrow Saturday morning. I got to help with a big. It's a Parkinson's ride coming way out of the cities is coming through, and I got to go. Help do road guard training, which is helping do traffic control and make it safe. So I enjoy doing those things. You're exactly right.
Road guard training, that's something that's kind of evolved or changed from, I remember from our first outlaw run that we had towards the last few where they were requiring people to go through this training. Talk a little bit about
that.
Well,
and that's where I kind of empty your...
From a safety standpoint.
You're exactly right, Dave. When we started the Outlaw Run, and now it morphed into the last few years, when we brought Troy kind of more into board, Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn, we emphasized, he kind of said, you guys need, you know, I've been enough motorcycle rides where you just seen people grass or jump, leapfrog ahead and stop traffic. That's all well and good, but you need to know what you do. You need to it, and that's where the road guard training is provided by state of Minnesota through MnDOT. I've attended it. It's a simple little course you go through, and you go out and do it. It's how to space, you know, judge your intersections and where you need to stop and slow traffic down to make it as safe. So people, because everybody, you know, people get frustrated because I've been on rides that have had 500 motorcycles. Well, they all come through. They don't stop at intersections because. You want to keep the train going. That's not safe to start and stop them. But you need to also provide it safe, you know, so people aren't coming up 55 miles an hour up to an intersection and coming into it and going, what's going on? So it is one of those things that we always want to make safe.
What if I'm not able to participate in a full day if I have something going on in the afternoon? Could I come sign up, pay my money, and go just on one leg? And peel off after that?
We could. That's doable. Yeah, I mean, the map is going to be out. Is out on Prairie's Edge Humane Society. If you jumped inboard, we'd probably still, you know, so be it. We can't control that. But, yeah, more than happy welcome. We just hope you come back to Dundas, where, once again, we'll accept donations when we get back there and have our auction. And We have a few key things that are kind of fun. If you're into motorcycling, that's kind of where they're all kind of key wrapped around. But that's totally a great idea.
My my brother and his wife are celebrating their 50-year anniversary that afternoon. And I thought perhaps I could still sneak away in the morning, at least get on one leg of that, and then come pulling in with my motorcycle and make the 50-year.
You're more than welcome, Dave. You're more than welcome to do that, Dave, yeah. And hopefully you bring your bride, Jody, along with you.
Oh, yes, yeah.
There you go.
So you talk about the auction afterwards. What all is going on? We follow the route all the way back to Dundas. What do we have going on when we get back?
We're going to kind of unwind. You know, you can maybe have an adult beverage. I know Dawn is talking about providing a little hors d'oeuvres, a little snacks on your way to get back. Let everybody unwind. You know, hopefully it's a day not quite as intense out today, but hopefully it's a nice 80, 85 degree day out where we're enjoying. We come by, you want a cold drink or something to water and have down in. But I kind of copied a few things off the Outlaw Run, if you call them. We had a great auction. We always could raise a few funds because people like buying things. For example, when you sign up for our ride, you're going to get a Paws, Claws, and Outlaw Rally t-shirt. They're going to be first come, first serve. So, yes, we want everybody to sign up because I've been enough rides where I've collected a lot of ride shirts over the years because everybody's got their own little, you know, logos and this and that where it's kind of fun. But that's one of them. And but we give different things. That's how I got, for example, my wife started a motorcycling. Faribault Harley-Davidson's has a course that you can go through once you have your permit. And they will give you the safety training, get you licensed, everything. And I bought it through the Outlaw Run auction. And that's, unfortunately, I got her started. I had to buy her a motorcycle. But, but I've loved it ever since. And that's what got her started. And she's enjoyed it ever since.
My wife, Jody, went through the one down at Faribault. And she had nothing but not great things to say about
that. I will highly recommend it to anybody. I mean, guys are guys. Male species has a hard time following directions and just think we can learn anything. But it was fun to even
That's
just
why sit. I hate IKEA. Nothing comes pre-put together.
But that was the... I went down and watched my wife and her friend and my daughter go through it, and it's like, you know, I'm an old dog, and I still picked up, you know, good safety habits. You picked up things that were safe about it, and that's where the road guard training, having the key people I have in the middle, in the front, in the back, the medical people I have involved into it, that I brought into it, that's where I, you know, it's behind the scenes. You don't need to know that. Andy doesn't need to know it. Kathy does, but that's in my mind. I want to provide a safe event for everybody to participate in.
Who came up with the logo?
Actually, my daughter.
That's a pretty cool logo.
I like it.
My daughter did. There was a lot of discussion about the bottom statement, taking it off the leash and riding for the animals. There was a lot. The verbiage just wanted to be changed a little bit, but this is what we came up with, and I love the logo.
Well, Kathy, this is kind of a neat combination.
It is. I'm super excited.
I like
excited
motorcycles
new.
And dogs and those cats also.
Well, and like TJ said, making it more of a family thing, you know, bringing the kids out. And afterwards, we're going to auction off a few things. And if anybody wants, you know.
And this is a live auction, not a silent auction.
Right.
It's first come, first serve, live auction, sell it, and we'll be there. We got some Harley-Davidson stuff. I got some Indian motorcycle stuff. I got some... got some other little trinkets, so it's kind of fun right now.
And I got a cat basket and a dog basket and a motorcycle jacket. And if anybody wants to help, we could still use some helpers, like at the stops, with the games, wherever. So just give me a call.
Just go to the Prairie's Edge website and find your information there.
Yep.
All right.
What's in a cat basket? Not a cat, I hope.
I didn't really look at it. No. Stuff for cats.
Oh, okay.
And stuff for dogs. Gotcha. No, we don't auction off animals ever. I just want to make that clear.
I didn't think so.
There's a sweater in it for your cat, Dave.
Yeah.
TJ knitted it.
Our inside cat could use one. It's not the prettiest animal alive, let's put it that way. But what a cool name. Paws, Claws, and the Outlaw Rally.
Oh, yes. One thing, if I could mention, there's some volunteers coming to help us when we get set up from the Methodist Church, and one of the pastors from over there is going to come and give us just a little brief blessing for a safe ride.
Good.
So that'll be cool. And so anybody that wants to help, just let us know.
And TJ, you're still looking for some volunteers to clean corners?
We're still looking for that. Yes, we got some concerns. I got was in Warsaw last night. Desk got to get cleaned up a little bit. It was just freshly chip sealed, but you know, I'm roughly or was excess of a month away, so I'm not too nervous of that. One thing I want to make sure we mention out is check out for details on Prairie's Edge Humane Society's website, which is www.prairiesedge.org.
PrairiesEdgeHS.org. Our Facebook page, too.
Yep. So check us out there. Pre-register. You'll see posters getting out around town at different establishments. There's a QR code on that you can get on right onto the website and go from there. But once again, it's August 11th. Dawn's Corner Bar is where we're starting. Come out and enjoy.
All right. Well, you guys have given us some great information and some good facts on the ride and on Prairie's Edge Humane Society. But we do still have some more interesting facts to go. We still have Dave's Interesting Facts.
These all three of you can play. Normally, I just try to dump Andy, but Andy's been on a roll where, well, he got one right.
He's on to you, huh?
Yeah. So we're going to let you all
Dave likes to act smart because he learned how to use the Google.
Yeah. Well, I remember...
no comment.
I remember a while ago you had a turkey question, and I had that one right again before you even asked the answers. It was like, it's not a flock, it was a rafter. So there you went.
Well, let's start out with, you've heard of Vespa. You know, the Vespa scooters?
That's, aren't they little baby Ducatis?
Oh, ow. Okay, Mr. Smarty Pants. It is an Italian, but what does the word mean? Where did it come from? What does it mean? Vespa.
It means motorbike.
Well, we know that one's wrong. So. Okay.
I'm guessing it's a family name or a child's name from the producer of the motor.
No, not even close. It's the word for wasp.
Ah.
Well, let's see. Ducatis. Yeah, I see. Mm-hmm. I see the connection.
Okay, this is a simple one. The first motorcycle was an SH Roper made in 1869. What did that run off of? Not human power.
That's what I was going to say.
Kerosene.
You are incorrect.
Coal. It was steam.
Andy, you're right. It was steam.
Wow.
See, that's how you play it, TJ. You try to get it right. Very good.
I'm waiting for the cat and dog questions.
I was waiting to see how we related it to a Ducati.
Boy, this is brutal. This is brutal. Mm-hmm. The Toto motorcycle that was built in Japan in 2010, what did that run on?
Electricity?
You are incorrect, Kathy.
Thank Hydrogen.
You. Hydrogen.
And
hydrogen.
You both are incorrect. It ran on human waste.
Well, let's see if you ride a Ducati that fit right in.
I'm trying to think of how you fill the tank on that. You know, you may not have to get off.
Just go for a long ride.
Yes, you could go for a long ride.
Send the Browns to the Super Bowl.
Okay, Harley Davidson. You've all heard of that, right? Between 1917 and 1923, what did they also make?
Airplanes.
No, that is incorrect.
Well, they've made golf carts, they've made snowmobiles, and they also made mini bikes.
But not between 1917 and 1923.
Well, it wasn't tractors.
No.
Boilers.
No. Mopeds.
I was going to say that.
See, Kathy got it right.
I was going to. Well, I could also throw it in extra large toolboxes.
Okay, one last one here, then we got to get going. You know that they used a Triumph in the movie The Great Escape? You've all seen that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you know that Steve McQueen did not make the famous jump in that? Do you know who did?
TJ.
I don't think so.
In what year, sir?
What year was that movie made? That was in, what, 69 or 70? Yeah. Late 60s, I think.
So it would have been before Evil.
I'm going to go by just, well, that was where I was going, Andy. I was going with Evil.
I knew where you were headed with that, and I was waiting to hear it. You know, something actually, in the 70s.
A lot of people thought Steve McQueen made that jump himself because he did virtually all his own stunts in that movie except for this one. And this was an actual Triumph dealer. His name was Bud Eakins, E-K-I-N-S. Well known.
Not well enough.
Uh-huh. Must be related to TJ.
That's today's trivia.
This is what I put up with every week.
The only one that did good with Kathy. She was right on the moped. Mm-hmm. Even though I said it, but I mean,
honestly, I was. Yep.
Like, we need to have Kathy's the only honest one in here.
We need to have a whole show where we just sit and debate Dave's interesting facts.
Hey,
you don't have a 3-hour show, do you?
No. All right. Well, thanks again, guys. This was a great show. We'd also like to thank Hayes for updating the Northfield Outdoor Facebook page and to Professional Pride Realty for sponsoring Northfield Outdoors. We'd like to remind you to tune in next Saturday to On Tap with Corey and Ira and find out about beer. And everyone likes beer, so that'll be a good show, I'm sure. And as always, Dave,
until next time, get out there and enjoy the great outdoors.
This has been Northfield Outdoors with Dave Vesladol and Andy Behem, brought to you by Professional Pride Realty. Join Dave and Andy every other Saturday morning at 11 o'clock right here on 95 The One or streaming at kymnradio.net.